President Trump's executive order declaring meat processing plants as critical infrastructure has met with criticism from unions representing plant workers. The Allegheny Friends' Julie Grant reports on reaction in Pennsylvania.
Meat processing plants have become hotspots for coronavirus, sickening thousands of workers. 13 plants nationwide have closed temporarily, including 4 in Pennsylvania, where more than 300 workers have tested positive for the virus. 2 employees died at a plant in Hazleton, according to local union president Wendell Young.
I think that Trump's order is reckless and dangerous.
President Trump said in an effort to prevent shortages, his administration would take all appropriate action to ensure that meat and poultry processors continue operations. But Governor Tom Wolf says workers will be the ones to decide to go to work.
There is nobody, not the president, not me, can wave a magic wand and say, we're going to open up food processing. If employees don't feel safe going to work, they're not going to go.
On Sunday, federal agencies issued voluntary guidelines on physical distancing and other measures to keep employees safe. Critics fear that meat companies will not follow them. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.